Hey guys, and welcome back to another episode of Two Coach Girls.
It's Abby. You're supposed to say it's Jory first. Okay.
It's Jory Abby. Holloway.
Yeah. Oh, we're doing last names. And it's Abby Adler. Welcome to another episode. I have a big month coming up, Jory. Can you guess what it is?
What? Passover month.
Are you serious?
I love Passover.
Well, okay. Yes, Passover. We're very excited for Pesach. I mean, not really. Honestly, I do not like that one.
I like it. I lose weight during that month.
But that's not what I was talking about. In addition to Passover, it's my birthday month in April. So, very exciting stuff. I'm hosting a big birthday bash. The thing is that a lot of my friends here are visiting their families in America. Low-key, it's a sign that I need to make more Israeli friends so that they could be here for my birthday. So, yeah, luckily my mom is going to be here during Pesach, so I'll celebrate with her, which is a big deal for me. Yeah.
Wait. Your birthday is in April 19th, and it's going to be happening in March. That's like one of the earliest parties I've ever heard of.
I basically took like a list of like all my friends here and when they're leaving the country, and specifically made the party when they're not leaving the country. Like I have like a note, like dates in the notes on my phone.
So smart.
So yeah. But yeah, by the time this episode comes out, the party would have happened, and the theme is actually very teenage vibes. Considering I'm turning 26, the theme is a Euphoria glitter birthday bash, and the girls that watch Euphoria are actually really into it. But like, I've been getting a lot of messages like, I don't know what to wear, blah, blah, blah. Like for the people that have not watched Euphoria, I told them like, just wear glitter. I'm also going to buy a shit ton of glitter so I could sprinkle it on people when they come in.
Yeah. What a fun idea. Wait, you watch Euphoria?
Yes, I got super into Euphoria. Wait, you don't watch it, right? It was too dark for you.
Is it as good as everyone says?
Okay, the plot is kind of a little like messed up. There's only one writer on the show, and I think it's more of like the aesthetic and the artsiness of it all, which is what my birthday is going to be about, because like thank God I wasn't like a teenager that, you know, was into drugs like the main character Rue on the show. Like she's a drug addict, but like it's more about the aesthetic and emotions of being a teenager. And I don't know, so like the theme that I'm doing that works for it is 16 going on 26, you know. Like, are you into it? Like, how do we feel about it?
16 going on 26. This is a new one, Abs.
Yeah.
I never heard of that one before. I heard of 13 going on 30, but not 16 on 26.
Yeah.
So okay.
For my 30th birthday, I'll do 13 going on 30 and it'll make sense. But, you know, I'm starting a new trend.
You know, that's crazy. Well, that sounds so much fun, Abs. I wish I could be there. It's such a smart, fun idea. And I hope you meet a nice Jewish boy and have fun with all your friends.
I hope, I feel like you would go all out if you were at the party, even though you've never seen Euphoria. I feel like glitter is just your thing.
Oh my God. I'd be sparkle glitter galore. That's so me. Well, I'll definitely FaceTime in.
Thanks.
Sounds like a blast. What else? Very cool. What's going on in my life? I told you guys I stopped drinking / I'm on a hiatus. I don't know what
we'll
I'm doing.
We'll see. We'll see how long it lasts. I'm just saying, if you were at my birthday, you would have to take a birthday shot with me. And I don't care if you're on a cleanse. I am such a bad influence. And I would have just like, just one shot. I wouldn't have forced you to like, you know, go out.
I know. But
like something symbolic, you know?
I know. I feel that. I would take a water shot. Haha.
Okay. Well, good.
I know I'm a loser.
Yeah, you're being a loser, and
I know I'm no fun. I'm a loser who has a boyfriend who doesn't do anything fun anymore. No.
You could be fun with a boyfriend.
Thank you. I am fun. So yeah, Saul and I are like getting serious in our relationship, and it's like a lot. It's like really great and exciting, but it's also like, oh my God. Like, are you my person? Like, how do I wrap my head around this? Like, so, you know?
Should we turn this into a therapy session, this podcast intro? Because I'm like talking about Euphoria. And you're like, yo, like me and Saul, like, is he my person?
I'm confused.
What is going on?
Let's not do that. Another episode, we will turn my life into a therapy session because I know everyone cares about it. But we have someone amazing on today. Her name's Libby Walker. She is hysterical, so funny all over Instagram and TikTok. So we're going to chat with her today about her life, hear, you know, what she's up to, and she'll be on right after the break.
Hey guys, we're back with Libby Amber Walker, who is a Jewish content creator that can be found in many Jewish corners on the internet, whether it be portraying a stereotypical Jewish mom on TikTok, running Key NYC and Meet Jews social media accounts, or being featured on many Jewish podcasts just like ours. She originally began her TikTok account as a quarantine project and has amassed 35.7K followers since. She's all about making people laugh through her relatable characters, and we're so excited to have her on the show. Welcome to the pod, Libby.
Thank you so much. Wow, what an intro.
Yay. We are so, so happy you are on. Thanks. We're so happy you followed Two Kosh Girls. So thanks so much for being on today.
Thanks for having me on.
Of course. So you're in the city, right? You live in New York.
Only ever lived on the Upper West Side my whole life. I couldn't be more basic. So.
Oh my gosh, wait. So, okay, we'll talk about addresses later because I'm also on the Upper West Side. Okay.
Well, you guys have to meet it. You have to do a Shabbat dinner together.
Definitely. We definitely
probably meet each other. I'd love that.
It'd be amazing. I've definitely probably seen you around because I'm on the Upper West Side too with all, you know, with the whole crew, the whole clan up there. So, let's talk a little bit. So, you said you've only been on the Upper West Side. So, you went to school on the Upper West Side in the Jewish bubble. Can you tell us a little bit about your Jewish background and identity?
So I never went to a Jewish school ever, but people always thought I went to Heschel. People always thought I went to SAR.
Yeah.
People always thought I went to Ramaz. But the biggest one was Heschel. My brother went there. I had a lot of friends there. I had dated there in high school. So it was kind of just like, even though I'll see people now and they'll be like, you went to Heschel, right? And I'm like, no, good one. I went to Millennium High School, which was on Wall Street. Before that, I went to the computer school, which is one of the first middle schools to have computer classes. And before that, I went to PS199.
So these are public schools, right? Exactly.
But I will say that what binded everything was my Ramah education. So I went to Ramah Nyack and Ramah Berkshires my whole life.
Okay.
Oh, it all adds up. Okay. And yeah, you have a lot of Jewish summer camp videos, so that definitely adds up.
Right? I wonder why. So very, very niche. And I like to talk about things that obviously I can relate to and I know other people will relate to. Mm-hmm. And the best comedy comes from real life. So using those experiences to enhance everything else. But yeah, I'm indebted to Ramah for a lot of my Jewish education, to my parents, Hebrew school, obviously, squad.
Definitely. And
yeah, I think it was really important. I never would have thought I'd be in this position now, having not had that experience, but I was always the person that cared, was president of Chabad in college, just always been very involved. Went to university at Buffalo.
Okay.
Oh, shit. Super cold up there.
I did leave the city for a period of time.
Oh. And do they have a nice amount of like Jews that like went to school there? What was that like?
No, I will say a lot of my conversations were like, no, like, please come to Chabad. Like, come. Yeah. And obviously no one wants to be that person.
Yeah.
But like, I will say like API would go for like their events, like when they would have to go or like, it was a lot more sorority Greek life oriented when I first started. And then like less and less and less people came. So, but now they're like thriving and I'm
amazing.
So happy for them.
Good. Okay, cool. So stayed in New York your whole life.
Amazing. So what inspired you to originally create a Jewish comedy TikTok account?
Yeah. So I graduated with a BFA in acting in 2020. And so 2 years ago, it's 2020, March 28th. It's like a few weeks before Passover. And I'm getting a call from my mom and she's like freaking out. She's like, oh my God, how do I use Zoom? You're going to have to teach me. You're going to have to teach your brother and your stepfather and the list goes. And she's freaking out because we're about to have a virtual Seder. And I'm in Buffalo and she's in New York. So
I remember that. Everyone had to do like virtual Seders. It was exactly. So weird. Yeah.
It was so strange. And at the time, I was taking comedy lessons from one of the OG SNL writers, like one of the original, Alan Zweibel. And it was incredible. And I was kind of learning so much. And everyone had been telling me, you have to hop on social media. All my interviews were canceled. So I just recreated the conversation because a lot of what I was learning is, you know, get inspired from real life. And I became this character. And it all kind of happened by accident because of the situation I was put in. And then TikTok actually shared that video on their Instagram story.
Did?
Yeah.
Wow.
And tagged me in it. And I was like, TikTok mentioned me in a story? What?
That's huge.
Yeah, so that was kind of like the beginning. And that's when I was like, maybe it's not a joke. And I kept doing it. And a lot of people were reaching out from all over, just saying thanks for making me laugh. And
aww.
That kind of became my thing. I realized, you know, working in casting and talent management, freelancing that summer, I was like, I'm making more in one video from these brand deals. And then I started my own, like, consulting business. So that's kind of where it all ended up.
Okay, wait. We'll get into the consulting later. Let's go back 1 second to the TikTok. Yeah. So what do you play? The character is called Cheryl Cohen. Do you do mostly Cheryl Cohen or do you do a lot of other things on your TikTok? Yeah. Tell me about the characters.
I will say in the beginning, I felt so stuck. Like everyone was saying, find a niche, stick to the niche. So I was like, this is what's working. So it's all Cheryl. Yeah. It's all Cheryl. And then I started getting more comfortable in the summer, and that's when I started building like Camp Cohen, which was like Cheryl Cohen summer camp. And then I had merchandise and it was like Camp Cohen, and then on the back, like Cheryl Cohen summer director, and like the bio said like better than birthright.
Oh my God, I love it.
and it was great. Like all these people were like buying it, and it was like this virtual camp. So I was doing these like I was doing collabs with people virtually, sending videos back and forth through FaceTime, making the video as the counselor. Like I was casting people as counselors in my camp.
You created a whole TikTok universe.
So yeah, honestly, like I forget how intricate it was in the beginning.
It's a lot of work. It's so much
work. I had nothing to do and I needed a creative juice. You know?
Yeah.
And now I would say, like, obviously I've done a lot since. Like I have Chad Goldstein, who's like the A-Pi frat douche. We have Krista the social in the sorority, and just like the classic sorority girls. We had like Chava, which is basically me, like reacting to all of Cheryl's comments, which is like my mom.
Is she like, do you think you're really embodying your mom as Cheryl?
It's so funny because we've had this conversation so many times. But like, my mom doesn't sound like that. It's like my mom embellished. Like
exactly. But,
you know, my friends have always said that the stories about my mom were so funny in high school, or like the voicemails she'd send me. And like, that stuff is very real. But it was just kind of like, you know, I'm not going to be Marvelous Miss Maisel here and get myself in trouble. Instead, I'm going to become a character. And that's how I'll relate to everyone, because I'll just take from what I know.
That's really
and funny. No one has to be upset because it's not targeted towards anyone.
It's yourself.
Exactly. Right?
Yeah. Interesting. So you're saying, I guess it was your mom who was like kind of exemplified with every other Jewish stereotypical mom
exactly. In
one.
Yeah. And she always supported me and like my theater background and was always there for my journey. Like she's done so much for me and I'm very grateful for that.
That's great.
So it's really just for fun, you know?
So yeah. Do you, What other work, I guess we'll get into this too, but I'm just like, what other work do you do? Like besides for the TikTok? Like, I know that you do a little bit with Meet Jew. Actually, we'll go back. So,
we
had Aaron on the show, who is like the CEO of Meet Jew. So what do you necessarily do for them and how did you guys get started working together?
So it started with me messaging Aaron Ramey in March of 2020. And I was like, yo, sick idea. You are so cool. Like, we should be friends. And then somehow he found out about my TikTok, or maybe he had known who I was at the time. So then all of a sudden our conversation turned into sending Cheryl Cohen audios back and forth. I was like, oh, you know, it's very nice. You do the Meet Jew situation. You're getting people married. You think, oh, Cheryl, yes, I think so. Literally back and forth. And I was like, who are you? Like, are you my brother from like a long lost world in San Diego? So that's kind of how it started. And then just, I started doing promo videos for him on TikTok on my personal account. And then he like let me promote some stuff on the group. And then I knew that he was kind of looking for help within TikTok. And I knew that Michi was going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. And so at the time I was like, you know what, like I'm down to help you out and be part of the team. And like, mm-hmm. I think we would be great working together. And so I'm kind of on like the Meet Jew moderator team where I'm like, I'm a moderator. I help let people in and out of the groups. If people have questions or they want to post it, they can obviously reach out to me. I'll post TikToks for him every once in a while based off promotion for the events. And I'll get on like weekly calls. And then a large part of my portion was also unintentionally when I got my full-time job for Key, I kind of introduced them. And so we started building events for Meet Jew for the first time in the city.
Yeah, I saw that. Because that was always stuff in California, but there was never anything in New York. And I was like, what am I supposed to do?
So I don't work for Key anymore because I'm looking for something more focused within social media right now. But the work that I did do helped grow Meet Jew a lot. And I got to meet a lot of people from it.
What is Key?
It's a Jewish startup nonprofit. So that means you can go to Shabbats as well as events. And their focus is kind of targeting different Jews who might not have had the most, I would say, like probably more on the secular side.
Okay.
But yeah, so I left in December because I kind of wanted to work somewhere more focused in regards to TikTok and social media. And there I was kind of like, event planning and this and that. So it was great, but now I'm just moving on in my career.
To more social media oriented things. Going back to Meet Jew, you mentioned earlier that you met your boyfriend through Meet Jew. So we want to hear a little bit about that, about the online.
The short version of the story, because my boyfriend tells me I tell the hour long version, is that I didn't directly meet him from Meet Jew. Like, I did not. I was friends with his brother. And his brother was like, I want to set you up with somebody. And I'm like, well, great. And then he's like, actually, you know, my brother's also into you. I'm like, he wanted to set me up with the friend. I'm like, you can't set me up with the friend and the brother. Flash forward a year and a half later, I'm dating the brother. So that's kind of how it worked out.
Oh, yay. Good. Yeah. Is Meet Jew the same as it was, where people just like post on Facebook their profiles and people meet through there, or has it changed at all?
I would say it's definitely changed. And I mean, Aaron can speak to this more than I can, but in the sense of like what people are posting, obviously people are living their lives very differently than they did when it got started. And there were a lot more Zooms. And I told him, like, we need to be more on top of that and interact more with people. I think it would be a great thing to have. And people are working, like, in person now, too. So.
Definitely.
Less people are unemployed. I think that was also a large portion of it.
Going back to your TikTok, I want to talk more about characters because I'm a little obsessed.
Oh my gosh.
So Chad Goldstein is a concept, and a lot of your stuff pokes fun of like the nice Jewish boys of AIPi or ZBT. So like, were you more of an AIPi girl or a ZBT girl? Like, have you gotten responses from guys you went to college with, like about your stuff, specifically about that?
Yeah. There was a guy and he was like, why is this my exact name? Like, do we have beef? And I was like, no. Like, I'm not thinking about you. I just said the name. Like, I don't think. The thing is, anytime I make my video, it's all on the spot. I don't plan out what I'm saying.
Oh, wow. Ever. That's amazing.
Never.
Like, there's no script?
Never.
Yo.
I have never scripted anything that I've done.
Wow, that's really impressive. So you'd be really good at improv.
That was my background, was acting.
Right, yeah.
And the thing is, I don't like to put myself in a box. Like, I'd rather just like be like, oh my God, Jewish mom walking in the street. Yeah. I'll do it later. And I'm like, oh my God, moron, the taxi, you know, like, and everything. But yeah, so I think it keeps me on my feet a little bit. I like surprising myself because you never know what will happen. Maisel is my inspiration. That's why when Forbes came out with the article.
Yeah, I saw that.
Maisel, I just about died.
Definitely, so, I would die too. Crazy. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about that. So did that come out randomly? Did they tell you before?
Definitely not random. I had been networking for months and months and months on end on Clubhouse and doing a lot of Cheryl Cohen rooms. So like I would do like dating rooms as Cheryl. And I'd be like, okay, you're an actress. Okay, who over here in the comments is a lawyer? Oh, Eric. This is your 5-minute reminder that Eric is in fact a lawyer. And like I used to just make them interactive and fun and be like, what are you looking for? Next, wrong answer. I don't like it. Like, and just like sketch them out or like Jewish mom, like red flags and like judge their screens and be like, I don't like the holes in your pants. I hope you got them for 50% off, like to each person based off their picture. So I used to do that for hours and hours and hours. And I met a lot of the right people from doing it. And someone saw my room, followed me on Instagram, was a contributor, and then introduced me to his friend who was a writer for Forbes. And that's kind of how it all happened.
That's so exciting.
And it wasn't like it was my intention at the time. Like, I was bored. I was having fun, you know. It was at the height of Clubhouse. I don't know if you guys were ever on.
We actually weren't on. I've heard of it.
I'm like friends with so many people from it. It's insane.
That's amazing. Okay. We need to be cooler and we need to go on it.
Yeah, we need to get on that.
A little dead now, but like, I'm honestly.
Jory, we're too late.
No, maybe. Are you guys single?
I am. I am the single representative on this podcast. Yeah.
Okay. So we'll do you're not single, Jory.
I'm not single.
We'll do a fun little dating room and I'll like hype you up.
Oh, I'm so down.
This would be so fun. I love it.
And me and Aaron talked about doing like a concept where it's like I make a Cheryl Cohen video per person that's like posted. Like people will message me and I'll do a video like promoting the person instead of like your friend hyping them up.
Oh, that's really cool.
Like Jewish mom approved videos. Yeah.
Yes, Jewish mom approved. I love that.
I feel like eventually you're just going to morph into a Jewish mom and it'll just be you all the time. Because like half this interview, you've been
like my kid will hate me. I feel like my kid needs to have a TikTok making fun of me. Like, and if she doesn't or he doesn't, like, disown.
Yeah, that's shit that a Jewish mom would say.
Okay, so we talked a lot about all your projects you have, but what would you say fills up most of your day if you could like organize and talk about? Because you said you don't work at Key anymore, which was your full-time position. So what are you like, what takes up your time now?
So right now I'm looking for a new full-time within the social media realm. So obviously finding a full-time is a full-time. We all know that.
Yeah.
Not fun, but like at the same time, you get to have a lot of different conversations with all different types of people.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that. And then I also have an intern right now. She's getting 3 credits and she's working under Libby Ember Walker Consulting and also under my podcast, which also remind me to speak about. And so she's working under me, and we kind of do brand deals and reach out, and we track growth, and we track my scheduling daily. And she kind of does reach out to a lot of brands as well as restaurants. And a lot of the time I'm answering emails, like people will reach out to me, ask me, hey, can you make a video for this product, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow. Okay. That's a lot. Wait, so tell me about your consulting company that you created. So tell me all about that.
I started with Career Up Now, like running their TikTok, which then led to being part of Z Lab program for Tinder, which I've done for like 2 years, where I get to sit on calls like and learn about different things from the app and give like insights and research and data. So that's been really cool. And then the other thing that it then led to was working with Hillel International on their TikTok as a TikTok ambassador, as well as Aish as a TikTok ambassador. And then all of that went through Lost Tribe, where I had a show for 7 months called Jewish Mom Approved. And then from there, I started to be a TikTok, like, social media manager for Brooklyn Hilton, as well as The Chosen One, which is a Jewish gaming company.
Oh, my gosh. And Fine Points
Apparel, which is a clothing company. So kind of just whatever I've
all
been
over.
Running accounts is under encompassing Libby Amber Walker Consulting.
Yeah. Wow. One thing really just led to another.
I know. And I will say that, like, the article, too, changed everything. Like,
God
really, really, really helped and put me in a completely different direction.
Good. Ugh, I'm so happy.
And again, like, this is also to say, like, numbers are not everything. Could I have more followers? Sure. Could the next guy next door? Great. But it's not even about that. It's about what you use to monetize it, because there's people with millions who have no idea what to do with it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
at
the end of the day, like, I just treat myself like, you know, I know my worth. I know where it came from, and I want to do big things. And I'm trying not to get too discouraged.
Of course not.
That's the mindset. You have to stick with that.
Positivity.
Agreed.
Wait, so now let's get into your podcast. So yes. Tell us about the pod.
It's called Schmuck Boys.
I saw that. Mm-hmm.
That's great.
We all know one or two or five or literally everyone we know is a schmuck boy.
Yeah.
We all know the term F-boy. I'm too kosher, so I'm not going to say it, but you know what I mean. We all know that term. So we just thought we needed a podcast about Jewish dating. It's me. I started off being in a relationship, still am in a relationship. My friend Marla, who, you know, she has some very interesting updates every week. And so she's a producer. So we all do very different things and from Connecticut. And then you have Maxine, who is from Great Neck. And she also started off.
Hey, I'm from Great Neck. Exciting.
Yeah. She also started off single, isn't anymore. She had the Jewish school education in the group. We both didn't. So yeah, Connecticut, Great Neck City, and she has a boyfriend now, and she's lovely, and we're all at different levels of our Judaism as well. So we figured, why not start a podcast and kind of share our insights about Jewish dating? You know, what does it mean to be Jewish? What does it mean when you talk about levels of Judaism? Like, not like defining the relationship, but like defining your Jewish level.
Mm-hmm, and internally.
Episode
yeah.
And then as well with like being a Jewish creator and dating, like how does that work now? Do you feel like you're more profiled? What are like religion stereotypes? Why do we think Jewish dating is harder to find now? Just all of that.
Have you had any real life schmuck boys on the podcast?
Oh, yeah.
That's amazing.
Some to come out soon. Yeah, we had a whole can guys and girls be friends? That was a lot of fun.
That's a tough one.
Most of my friends are male. I wouldn't be here without my
I agree.
Male.
I agree. I feel like if we never really have that much of a relationship before.
It was very passionate.
You can be friends with the guy. But if you had that romantic relationship before, I think it's too hard to go back to being friends, personally.
Lil Huddy and Charli D'Amelio are changing those stereotypes. crazy.
But aren't they dating?
We don't know. I don't know.
Time will tell.
I thought they're back at it.
We don't know. It's so weird. I actually sat through 8 episodes of The Hype House because I was.
Did you watch it?
I watched it.
Was it good?
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I definitely learned a lot. And I also thought, like, you know, why not? Why not check it out?
I was going to, but I was like, I can't. I just can't. I was going to. I love Josh Richards. I think he's so hot.
Oh, he's great, but he's not in it.
Okay.
He's a sway boy, not a hype boy.
And I don't know the difference, so that's where we are. I thought sway and hype are like the same thing.
What do you guys do full time?
Jory, you want to go first?
I work as a recruiter at a staffing agency, and I recruit within admin HR jobs in the city.
I love that.
I love it too.
You're such a people person. I so see that.
Thank you. At work right now, so.
Low key. I'm a writer at a women's brand, and we just write funny shit about dating and parenting and stuff like that. It really depends on the week, yeah.
It's amazing. She has the best job.
It's a good time, especially because I get to do it from Israel and I get to write in English, which is like very rare.
God, yeah. So you're in Israel right now.
Yeah. I live in Herzliya.
How do you guys know each other? What's the story?
Yeah. So we met first. So we both went to Stern College, and we both met first day in like the line to like our dorms, and we were just like chatting and we got along really well. And she just seemed so cool, chill, down to earth, because like Stern is like, I was like very like modern orthodox, very intense, like skirts all the time. And I was like freaking out because I'm like wasn't like that so much. And so I found her and we like just clicked. And then we went out to a party that week and then became besties.
Now it's ancient history.
That's really sweet.
Yeah. Super fun. So a few more things. So what would you say are, you know, your goals now, since like you said, you were looking for a full-time job, but anything you like aspire within your TikTok or Instagram page that you want to like reach or get to?
I like to not really set goals by numbers, because like I said, I feel like numbers don't necessarily define you.
Yep.
But a lot of people have asked me like, what do you want like 10 years from now? Things like that. I want to be known as the person where like you're sitting with a social media question and you're like, you know what? I should ask Lippy. Like, I want to be the person that people go to and are confident enough that my answer will be reliable.
I love that.
And I feel like that was like a big thing when I was in the theater program with like casting, you know, eventually by my last year, because of my experience, people have come up to me and asked me like, hey, can you watch my reel and like trust my feedback? So at least within the social media world, I would like for the same thing.
I love that. Amazing. I would hope too that I'd be like the expert, that they could just come to me. I know my answer is reliable. Yeah, it's
Gary Vee of social media, but like Libby Walker, and it's like Jewish TikTok.
Yeah. You got the niche down. Yeah. So where can our listeners find you on the socials? Because you seem to be everywhere.
Yes, you guys can find me at Libby Amber Walker on Instagram. I respond to all of my DMs. My personal Instagram is Libby_W and Schmuck Boys, SCHMUCKBOYS. And you can find us on Spotify, Apple Music, and Instagram.
Amazing. Oh,
and TikTok.
TikTok's number one.
Just the main platform. No big deal. Yeah. Amazing. Well, thank you. So we'll make sure our listeners, everyone listening, follow Libby on all of those, and we'll tag it as well. But thanks so much for coming on and chatting with us. It's been so great, Libby. We'll definitely have to hang out soon in the city. Yeah, I'll go to all the parties. But yeah. Thanks, guys. Until next time.
Bye. Bye-bye.